You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, even Charles Oakley was shocked yesterday when he found out. Did you see that?
I didn't see anything from Charles.
No. I mean, somebody was interviewing him, and he was like, wow, I can't believe that. He was holding people accountable. I mean, he was shocked.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people who paid attention to the Knicks were shocked. I know that we had had the conversation if they had lost to the Pistons or blown their 3-1 lead to the Celtics, that he would be in the crosshairs then. Once they beat the Celtics and moved on, then I thought that there was no way that they were going to fire him. But yeah, as you mentioned before, you have no idea what's going on. You have no idea the relationships behind the scenes, especially in a very clandestine garden where there's just many layers of things that are happening speaking.
Part of me appreciates that because I think Leon Rose has been a big part of locking all of that, like sifting out of information down.
Yeah.
Kind of like what Aaron Glenn is trying to do with the Jets.
Sure.
They're both trying to do the same. Well, Leon Rose has been very successful in that regard. It's almost like, hey, I'm making the decisions. If I hear one word, one thing come out of this garden, you're losing your job. And I'm sure that that's the way many of the people who are working for the garden or for the Knicks in particular probably feel, which is, I think it's a good thing from the standpoint of, you know, all the leaks being plugged. But I also think that there's probably an internal, you know, fight that has gone on that we'll never know about, we'll never hear about. Tom Thibodeau will never say one word about his time here being undermined by anybody else here. I mean, that's not the way that Tom Thibodeau operates. It's one of the reasons why he continues to get jobs.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, he's a true pro. I don't think he's going to go on some sort of revenge tour. I mean, he may talk
on a podcast somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he may go on the Josh Hart, the roommates podcast, the Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson podcast.
That'd be something. Next one of those.
Yeah, I mean, they have to be doing it soon to recap the season and talk about this. If they actually
recap this,
well, same thing. I mean, but I want to hear both of those things. I want to hear their perspective on what happened with the Pacers, and I want to hear what they think about Tibbs. All right, let's go to Dean in Norwalk. What's going on, Dean?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Still getting over the loss on Saturday night, but I called a couple of weeks ago. I think it was to the tail end of the Detroit series. And I said, you know, the noticeable difference was the loss of Johnny Bryant and the ascension of the Cavs. And I just find the timing of Tibbs firing kind of funny when Bryant was being floated Monday night with a strong rumor of going to Phoenix. And his connection with Kentucky, with Coach Cal, with World Wide West, I think it makes a lot of sense.
And this way they can keep the entire coaching staff together.
Yep.
Yeah, Dean, looks like it's moving in that direction
at this point. At least we feel like it's moving in that direction. We don't know.
I said feels like.
Yeah.
I didn't say it is.
Oh, okay.
I said feels like
all
it's
right.
Moving in that direction.
I didn't hear the feels.
Yeah, well, it was clear.
All right.
Feels like.
Okay.
It's moving in that direction. I guess I'm just a little sensitive about people not hearing what I actually say.
And I'm sitting right next to you.
Yeah, I know.
And I have an earpiece in my ear. Mm-hmm. So everything you say goes right into my ear. But sometimes Jerry says stuff and it goes into my ear and I don't hear it. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a lot of stuff he says. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, he's talking about the highlights, and then sometimes our minds go elsewhere, and then the next thing you know, we're asking him a question he answered 2 seconds ago.
I don't want you to be sensitive. I mean, I heard what you said. I didn't hear the feels.
Feels like.
Okay.
Feels like. Chris in Bridgewater. What's going on, Chris?
See, Boomer's spot on here. Something happened with what Tibbs did is in this playoff series exposed his boss's decisions. And when you expose your boss's decisions and they note that they're wrong, you're going to get fired. And that $30 million that Tibbs is going to get, he's going to get it if he signs a release to keep his mouth shut. That's the way this happens in the world. And Boomer's 100% spot on. Tibbs is the guy that takes this team to the next level. In fact, what's happening is it showed that Hart, he looked like a CYO kid when you throw him the ball. He didn't know what to do with it. He was just immediately looking for a pass. He was a weakness out on that court, and they need DiVincenzo or a shooter to actually keep the defense honest when Brunson drives, and then they kick the ball back out. So Boomer, 100% spot on.
I appreciate that, Chris. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Aiden and Wayne, what's going on, Aiden?
Hey, Boomer Geo, how are you?
All right, Aiden, what's happening?
Good, thank you. I listen to you guys every day at work, on the job. Appreciate it. But I got a new Knicks head coach option, and you guys might like this one.
Okay.
So, what do you think if they hire Patrick Ewing as the head coach?
Aiden, are you familiar with his tenure at Georgetown?
Listen, I mean, he played well with the Knicks. I feel like everybody would like him. I'm not really a huge fan of the Tom Thibodeau firing. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, we aren't either, Aiden, and I appreciate it, and thanks for listening every day at work. But Patrick Ewing failed on an epic level at his alma mater in Georgetown. There is no way that the Knicks are going to let him get anywhere near the head coach job of their organization. I think that firing Thibodeau was a mistake as well, but the Patrick Ewing thing, he's going to be an ambassador in the Garden. He's never going to have a job coaching at the Garden.
You know, here's the thing. I agree with you, and I consider myself a friend of Patrick Ewing. We shared agents together. We've known each other for a long time. He's not the guy for this job. He's not. And he is listed as an ambassador for the New York Knicks, so that part of it is gone now. Like, in other words, whatever the disconnect between Patrick and Jim Dolan was, that's all gone now. And Patrick's always welcome back to the Garden. Could I ever see them making him an assistant coach again, much like he had been prior to, Georgetown? I could see that, but I don't necessarily believe that this is the spot for him becoming a head coach, no.
Let's go to Sal in Lacey Township, New Jersey. What's up, Sal?
Gentlemen, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Sal. What's up?
big shock yesterday when I got the alert, and I like you, I thought it was all a joke. I actually called my sons and I was like, "Hey, did you see this? Am I reading the wrong thing here?" And they're like, "No, they can't believe it either." But I think after calming down a little bit, I think some things came evident. I don't think it was that they lost. I think it was how they lost. And what you saw was the ability to not get through screens, the lateness in closing out. And I think it became evident to the top brass that, hey, these guys are running ragged. And then you saw the bench starting to play, and they were like, "We're not even developing the guys we have. Look how good they're playing now. And we didn't even play them all year." So if I was a coach playing against the Knicks right now, I would just tell my guys, keep moving the ball. They're going to break down somewhere. Someone's going to get an open shot, and someone's going to get a layup. And I think that's what was exposed. And I think now you got to bring in a guy who is, I'm not going to say defensive-oriented, but has to have a focus on defense. A guy who can develop a bench, a guy who can bring these kids up and get them playing. I mean, we do have some good players on the bench.
Yeah, see, Sal, I'm not of the belief that these guys were tired and that wasn't the reason they were closing out. You know that Tibbs was telling them to do all those things, telling them to fight through the screens, telling them to close out on threes on the perimeter. I think that this is on the players. I mean, I just think they weren't good enough. I mean, you can't tell me good enough defensively. They were obviously good enough offensively. You can't tell me that Tibbs, because of the way he coached, ran them so ragged that they couldn't play defense well. They hadn't played defense well the entire freaking year.
You know, the one thing I will say in terms of playing the Pacers going into that series, we all talked about it. Every single person talked about it on this radio station. We talked about it. All the people covering the Knicks talked about it, you know, from the Ian Bagley's of the world to anybody else. It was all about how the Pacers love the run and gun and how deep their bench is. That's all they ever talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we talked about. And we part of what we witnessed in this particular series was, yeah, they did get hurt by the bench of the Pacers. And they didn't really, and, you know, Tom Thibodeau ultimately reacted to it by playing other players. And I'm just wondering who told him to do that.
Or, I mean, he could have figured it out on his own.
Well, or somebody told him to do that. Or like, you got to do this, and if we don't do this, then this is what's going to happen. And that game six where Jalen Brunson was just throwing the ball away, where they weren't getting back on defense. I mean, that was an embarrassing loss.
Yeah.
Way that they lost.
Yeah, I mean, and they didn't have guys like Isaiah Hartenstein or
Dante DiVincenzo.
Dante DiVincenzo. Or even, I was going to say, even Josh Hart coming off the bench because he came off the bench last year.
But he did come off the bench to set the last couple part of the the Pacers series.
Right, but it took a while to get to there.
And by the way, so I don't know if that's an issue, but I'm saying to myself, and I said it right when all of that was happening, that was like one of the most unselfish things I've heard from an NBA basketball player in a long time.
Sure.
And to me, that's respect to the coach.
Yeah.
I would have thought, could I be wrong about that? Could Josh Hart be upset that he wasn't starting or was taken? But Josh Hart publicly was saying, we got to do whatever is best for the team.
Yeah, no, I believe Josh Hart. I mean, getting to know him since he's been here, just watching him in his interviews, that was genuine. It was 100% genuine.
I felt like it was, and that's why I felt like they had the coaches back.
I mean, we're searching for other reasons. There's really no other reasons. What it is I think that the guys who are in charge, Leon Rose and World Wide West, and who are infatuated with Karl Anthony Towns because World Wide West in Kentucky and Leon Rose being his agent, got Karl Anthony Towns here expecting that was going to be the thing where they were going to run everybody over. They got through the Celtics. They matched up against a team that they thought that they could beat. They didn't get the most out of Towns, and because they're not going to change a roster, they had to get rid of the head coach.
But truthfully, Karl Anthony Towns is an all-NBA player. He was a first-team All-Star. I mean, so there was...
Yeah, well, there I mean, but big, that, we could say that, but we all watched the games.
So I know, but there was a lot of success that he had. And plus, he went to two conference championships in two different conferences.
Yeah.
In back-to-back years.
Okay. I mean...
I know he drives you crazy on defense. He drives me crazy on defense, too.
Drives especially you crazy on offense sometimes, too.
Especially when you get to the finals level and you're playing against good teams. You know, they're going to expose some of your weaknesses. So... And I'm not surprised by all of this. I'm disappointed for Tibbs, certainly. But I got to see who they're going to hire next. because then that will give me a real understanding as to why this just happened.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.